Shiratenzi vedu Jesu Kristu.
I trust you are so glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Ndawimba murukufara kwa mwimba yashe.
I appreciate the pastor for giving me this opportunity to stand before the bride of Christ.
Ndakutenda mfudzi nekunipa mukana uno wekumira pamberi pemwenga wa Kristu.
I appreciate our elders at our church here.
Isu ini ndinoremekedza vakuru vedu vepano pakereke.
Say may God bless them so much.
Maridai avarupafadza zvakanyanya.
Well, at least they are still standing up. We just want to read the scripture.
Tichiri takasimuka regai tiverengere kwaro.
From the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2.
Taverenga kubva kumadzimambo echipiri, chitsauko 2.
We'll read from verse 9.
Chaverenga kubva paverse 9.
And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee.
Zvino vakati vayambuka, Eria wakati kuna Erisha, kumbira chandinga kuitira ndichigere kubviswa kwauri.
And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
Erisha akati, ndipeyo ndinokumbira migove miviri.
And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so.
Asi kana ukandoona ndichibviswa kwauri uchaitirwa izvozvo. Asi kana ukasandoona haungaitirwa izvozvo.
Maybe bow our heads.
Tikotamise uso hwedu. Tinamati zvedu. Tenzi vedu Jesu Kristu. Tinoda kutendai maniro ano nechikamu chishoko chataverenga. Pane nguva yamakaroverero pamuchinjikwa. Satani akafunga kuti akubudirira. Akwanisa kurwisa shoko. Asi haana kuziya kuti kwakuri kutodyarwa kwembeu. Nekuti mukufamba kwenguva takazonzwa kuti paTesaronika pawanika vamwe vaita mabasa mamwe chete aKristu. Tikanzwa kuti paEfeso pawanikawo vamwe paAzota kukafamba mukurumbira paSirosi. Kusvikana nhasi tinogona kutotaura mashoko mamwe chete kuti muno muHarare mune vari kuita mabasa mamwe chete aKristu. Toda kutenda Ishe nekuti panouya shoko renyu haridzokeri risina zvaraita. Pane mbeu inotodyarwa, pane chinotodeneka mukati mehana dzedu. Tinokumbira kumutore mufundisi ari parutivi apa, mumuise munzvimbo yamuchadenga. Akwanise kudya kubva pamana yakavanzika. Kuti tigoonawo mugove watinoenda nawo kudzimba manheru ano. Vatori mumuise parutivi, mutore ungano zvekare Tenzi. Kuti tigoona chouviri, tibatsirike manheru ano. Tanamata nokutenda nezita raTenzi vedu Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We may take our seats. Just for a short while, we just want fellowship around the word of God. And I trust the Lord will speak to our hearts. We are told by the prophet that service is incomplete if we don't read the word. And if we read the word, then the service is done. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My desire is for God to bless each and every one of you. My desire is for you not to go back home empty-handed. Especially knowing that it's very difficult to get transport going back home. There's too much traffic. I trust the Lord will give you a portion of His blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've just read the scripture that we love so much as entire message believers. When we hear of a conversation going on between two prophets, when When Elijah is coming to an end of his ministry,
Elijah akusvika pamagumo eshumiro yake,
and Elisha is coming in to take over.
Elisha akusvika pakutora chimuti.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Malachi 4 is no longer with us.
Malachi 4 achisiri pakati pedu.
But I believe the bride of Christ is still there.
Asi ndinotenda kuti mwenga waKristu uchiri panzvimbo.
Continue with the same message.
Uchienderera mberi nemharidzo imwe chete.
Not a different message.
Kwete shoko rakasiyana.
But the same message.
Asi mharidzo imwe chete.
That was already preached.
Yakatoparidzwa nechekare.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are seeing Elisha being given an opportunity.
Tirikuona Elisha achipiwa mukana.
To ask what he wanted.
Kuti akumbire chero chaida.
Hey, what an opportunity.
Mukana wakadini.
My brother, it can be given to you tonight.
Hama yangu mukana yuno kuna kupiwa kwa uri manero.
Ask whatever you want.
Kumbira chero chawada.
I am about to go.
Ndaka kuda kutoenda.
But what do you want?
Asi unodei.
Brother, I believe there are many things that were in the mind of Elijah. That he was feeling, at least I can give Elijah maybe my jacket, maybe my scroll, maybe those nice sandals. But brother, when that opportunity came to Elisha, when he opened his mouth, brother, he said something that Elijah never imagined. He said, Elijah, I want a double portion of your spirit. Brother, I had never heard such a request since I was born. Of a person asking a double portion of a spirit. Brother, if you check in the entire Bible, there is nothing like that that had happened before. Brother, I believe Elijah was surprised until he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. I've never heard of such a request. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I like the response of Elijah, brother. He said, nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, I want to talk about asking hard things. Is it possible to ask hard things? If Elisha did it, I believe we are also Elisha of our day. And I believe it can be possible. Hallelujah. But there is a condition. Did you watch what Elijah said? He's saying, surely you receive what you have asked. But there's an aspect of obedience. You must see me going. There is a condition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Elisha was very obedient.
Elisha,
he was respectful. He never said to Elijah, leave that aspect of seeing you going alone. All what I want is a double portion. Brother, for it to work, he had to obey what the elder prophet was saying. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we are continuing, allow me to drop this. You might desire to have big things also. But there is a condition for you. Obey your elders. Obey Malachi 4. Obey our pastor. Obey our deacon for things to work on well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It pays to obey. It paid to Elisha. Brother, I believe he changed his way of operating. The moment he heard Elijah saying, "You have to see me going." Brother,
if this elder man wanted to sleep a lot,
he had to change
the way of operation.
Too much.
Because if he oversleeps,
you would hear
that the servant of the Lord is gone.
A double portion, apachisina.
And you've got no access to the double portion.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, he had to watch every step that Elijah was taking. Because that was the condition. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. You want God to bless your business very much? That's a good desire. But you have a part to play. You need to obey God. When God blesses you, you need to bring that tenth for you to be blessed. And indeed you'll be blessed. At times you wonder why things are not working right for you. The secret is you are not obeying. We need to obey God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
John Sharit.
Brother, he became a success. Successful businessman. And brother was saying the secret is whatever God was giving to him, he was bringing what belongs to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us. And I believe indeed he is going to bless us. All things are possible to them that believe. Allow me for a short while to talk about a desert. A desert is a barren land. The living conditions in a desert are very rough. Until it's very difficult for plants and animal life to survive in a desert. So basically, no animals enjoy staying in the desert. No human beings enjoy staying in the desert. It is too hot. The temperatures are extremely high. Brother Chigudu, are you talking about geography to us now?
Geography.
I think at times that geography is good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's drought in a desert. There is high wind velocity. And there's
a
passet of clouds covering the sky. There are some certain animals that stay in the desert. Like some vipers. And they are very dangerous. There are wild dogs, there are ostriches. So what are we talking about? We are simply saying in desert, life is difficult. No one enjoys visiting a desert. Because you need to be so sure that you are carrying enough water with you. You can't get water in a desert. It's difficult. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But there's one man who was staying in a desert who realized that if I keep on complaining, with my surroundings, things will not work out for me. That man inspired me very much. His name is Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. He's the ruler in Dubai. Brother, you are saying we want to be number one in a desert. Being number one in a desert, can you imagine? Brother, that man, he said the word impossible does not exist. I said, this man must be inspired. He said, if you take the word impossible and you break it into two, if you take M, possible, so in other words, the word impossible means impossible. So you are saying, though we are staying in a desert, but there is a possibility that things can turn around. We cannot continue complaining that we are living in this difficult condition. But there is a possibility. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Brother, look at your situation. That the whole clan, maybe they've gathered together, they wash their hands.
As for you to have a prospering business, it's not
working.
We've tried to contribute as a family. Nothing has come out of it.
You have a desert-like situation. I want to assure you, there is a possibility. Brother, this sheikh, brother, they constructed, I believe most of you know that, the tallest building in the whole world. Brother, it's
818
meters high.
818 meters.
Why many of you know 100 meters?
Now you were a runner, an athlete at school. You know the length of 100 meters.
Cheetah times 8.
Now you multiply that by 8.
Was it plus 18 more meters foot?
Over what? 18 meters. You're just going up.
Do you know what the moon? Tallest building. Here they are going to be
buried. So that is it. Here they are going to be meters.
120 meters. Two.
That means 120 feet in a building.
Meaning, you know, pin like 8 times. It's too crazy. I could hang out.
Here they are going to be buried. I can't tell you that. 8.
Brother, are you watching? If you have a vision, nothing can stop you. No circumstance can just stop you. Brother, until Nasa on our Vagunya Zagasana,
Munda
Coop, Dubai, Muno Chage, that won a tallest building. Zaka, Vapanemun, Anemun, Akati, nothing is impossible.
The desire to want to visit the Burj Khalifa comes from one man who had a vision and said nothing is impossible. This man doesn't believe in the message. They have got their prophet that they claim to be the correct one. Brother Abraham says the only true religion is Christianity. Meaning this sheikh is under our feet whether he likes it or not.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you know, Amakana Ari Pasipedu, I believe is to distrofo onget in Mamma on Arinani Chais.
Now if the sheikh is below us, we must have a better viewpoint.
As not period I pop.
It just did not end
there. Number one.
And he says we want to be the best.
Nakuaka, Otera Mumvura in Zedutnoakira Palendipana.
Now we build our hotels on land. They said we want to build a hotel in the water, in the sea.
As I speak, so kune hotel ari mvura.
As I speak, there is a hotel which is in the water.
Wanotoshanya kuenda kunoona hotel yakagirwa mvura mnyanza.
People go there to visit the hotel that was built.
Asana pera ipapo ndobvoti da kugadzira chitima. Chitima chedo handimunzi vachiti pipi chivura na tripa dzine chitima pano.
Oh, yeah, the train is it's passing by.
But mukuru uyu akati isida kuti number 1.
He says we want to be the best.
Zvikanzi da kugadzira chitima singa drive nemunhu.
He says we want to build a train that can be remotely controlled.
Zvikanzi munhu anokwasa kumbokotsira.
Says a man can sleep.
Nekuti isida kuti number 1.
Because we want to be the best.
Ndobva kugadzira driverless train.
They constructed the driverless train.
Very efficient.
Chitima ichocho chakanyatsotsetseka.
Wanhu vanotoshanya kundoona driverless train.
People visit Dubai to see this metro.
Hazvina kuperera ipapo.
Not only did he end there.
Ndobva tida kugadzira biggest mall in the world.
Chikanzi tida kuvaka musika mukuru kupinda dzimwe dzeshe dziri pasi pano.
Ndobva watovaka zveshuwa.
They built the mall.
Praise the Lord. A man with a vision.
Munhu ane chiratidzo.
Brother, I believe we are much better than that.
Ini ndinotenda kuti tiri pamusoro.
Brother, nematepa tinoteerera makusene gaga.
Tapes that we are listening to every morning.
Brother, tine zviri nani isu.
We have got better things to offer.
Toti here zvakaenda in wrong hands. No.
Do we say that the tapes were put in the wrong hands?
Brother, I believe pari kungotsvagwa munhu so. Anoti zvataurwa nemuprofita.
I believe. Anomira kuti izvi ndezvangu. You see what the prophet has said is mine. I believe it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother, I believe we can move mountains here.
Ndinotenda kuti tinomana kutofambisa makomo akafamba.
We have the power.
Tinaro simba racho.
Hallelujah. Brother, our God specializes in things thought impossible.
Mari wedu ndimazvikokota muzvinhu zvinofungidzirwa kuti hazvikwanisike.
Do you believe it, my brother?
Ko munozvitenda here?
Ukaenda kuchipatara, ma general doctor kana atadza dzimwe nyaya,
nozvawo
kuti iya kuda specialist.
This one, you have got to visit the specialist.
Iya kuda eye specialist.
Now you need to go to an optician.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Sitara sheri.
Brother, situation yako yada kukuudza manje.
Now, that situation I want to tell you now.
Could the God we have gathered here for tonight.
Mwari wataunganira pano.
He specializes in those things.
Zvimazvikokota wezvinhu izvi.
Brother, zviri kukushaisa hope zveazvi.
Those things that are making you.
Waita zvakanaka uri wauya ku service.
Done well, you've come to service.
Waita zvakanaka uri kuona uri pa live stream.
You've done well because you're streaming this service.
I want to assure you tonight.
Ndoda kukushimisa manero.
You can only believe.
Ukangotenda bedzi.
Brother, the God we have gathered here for.
Mwari wataunganira uyu.
He specializes in things thought impossible.
Inyanzvi zvinhu zvinonzi zvazviite.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have some rivers you cannot cross?
Ko munenzizi here dzamuri kutadza kuyambukira.
Some mountains you cannot tunnel through.
Ko mwamuri kutadza kupinda pakati.
Brother, I can assure you our God is able to do something.
Ndakukuzvisa kuti Mwari anogona kuita chimwe chinhu.
Our God can turn around any situation.
Mwari anogona kushandura chero chimiro.
Brother, I don't care how big your situation is.
Ndinabasa chimiro chako chakakura sei.
My God is too big for any type of situation.
Mwari wangu muhombe pane zvimiro zvese.
He specializes in things thought impossible.
Ndimazvikokota weizvo zvinonzi hazvi.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Hama yangu nehama.
We want to put God to task tonight.
Tinakuisa Mwari pabasa.
Remember, He specializes in those things that are affecting you.
Wezvinhu zviri kukanganisa.
He can do anything.
Anogona kuita zvese.
If you can only believe.
Kana ukangotenda bedzi.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Hama nehanzvadzi.
If you can only believe.
Ukangotenda bedzi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It reminds me of Joshua.
Zvondirangaridza Joshua.
If you read in the Bible in the book of Joshua chapter 6.
Mukaverenga Bible Joshua chapter 6.
Blessed be his holy name.
Zita rashiri rumbidzwe.
Brother, we hear God instructing Joshua.
Tinonzwa Mwari achipa Joshua mirayiro.
Brother, they wanted to enter into Jericho.
Haida kupinda mu Jericho.
But Jericho was surrounded by walls.
Jericho yanga ine masvingo akakombere.
They could not enter inside.
Vanga vasingagone kupinda mukati.
And brother, there was some fresh water inside Jericho.
Jericho manga muine mvura
So they could not drink that water unless they had to get in, inside the walls. So the walls were just like a barrier to them. Oh, my brother, my sister. Do you have situations in your life? Some walls that are stopping you from getting what you desire from the Lord. I believe we have a specialist tonight who can bring down all those walls. The walls have to fall. Brother, I don't care how big are they. I don't care how many years they've been standing. We have a specialist tonight who specializes in bringing down all those walls. Brother, we can bring down every demon. Oh, the ancestral spirit. Brother, we have the power. It's power pegged that can bring it down. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Brother, we want to ask big things tonight.
If you want 10 bond. No, stop asking God for
10 bond.
After service, if you ask a brother for 10 bond, he can put his hand in the pocket.
Brother, I believe we are the caliber of Elisha. We can ask big things. Brother,
we want to ask God for things that if you go to your granny, granny won't be able to give you. And you say, Grandpa, I'm asking for this. He will not be able to
help
you. You go to mama or daddy, they won't be able to help you.
That's what we are talking about tonight. Brother, we want to ask those hard things. Is it possible? Yes, sir. Some few years ago, we went to Jigune for a revival. The atmosphere was charged. Pastor Chase was still around those days, and he attended that meeting also. After the service at night, one sister woke up early in the morning, and she went to the small mountain nearby, and she went before God, and she said, God, my mother died some few years ago. My uncle cannot tell me whether my mother went to the right place or not. My best friend cannot tell me that information. She said, it only takes you, God, who specialize in things thought impossible. And she said, God, I just want you to show me where my mother is, whether in the right place or not. Brother, if you ask God, this God hears. Even tonight, if you are going to ask God, brother,
his ears are still hearing.
Brother, God was faithful enough to come down and taught that sister.
Now we got to know about it as a testimony.
That's not okay.
And then we realized that God is able to hear.
Why am I sharing this testimony? Just to show you that you can ask a hard thing. It's possible. If you can only believe it, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't never be afraid to ask big things.
Prophets.
God wants you to ask big things.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe you desire to ask
these
questions. But the God that you have come
here
for, wants
you to ask big things from him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a challenge. He wants you to ask big things that your joys may be full. He says, could you imagine a little mouse about that big down there in the great gunners of Egypt saying, I just better eat 2 grains a day. Because I might run out before summertime again. Listen to what your prophet says. He says, nonsense. My. What a mighty God we serve. Well, that's nonsense. If he had 100,000 rats that size, they would never eat it up. And there'd billions times billions of tons of them fish, they would never drink the waters up. And how many times could we multiply? You could never exhaust God in his powers. Brother,
how can you fear for God? Never fear for God, not a tiny little bit.
And he is the inexhaustible fountain of life.
And
just drink and drink and drink and drink. Sister in the balcony, are you hearing me? Just drink and drink and drink. Oh, my brother in the basement, do you hear me? Just drink and drink and drink. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then he says, you have not because you ask not. You ask not because you believe not. Ask abundantly that your joys might be full. That's what God wants.
Let's do what God wants today.
The
desire of asking for petty things, put it aside. We don't want someone who asks for a refuse.
We want big things. God wants you to ask big things. Hallelujah. Well, there was one brother who was bragging.
Says, I am feasting in my house.
Brother. What a mighty God we serve.
These are our things.
Hallelujah. It's our inheritance. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Notice, here it is. I want you to get it. After he crossed Jordan, then he said, what will you do for you? That's what Christ wants to know of the church tonight. After you are separated from the things of the world, after you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, after you are born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, crossed over Jordan, all the things of the world is dead. Now you've been able to ask whatever you desire. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
And if we become in spirit sons of God, deity dwells in the man. The prophet says, hallelujah.
And the brother Branham, hallelujah.
Then he says, you talk about blind eyes being open. They said nothing impossible to God. Oh, brother, watch this. We say nothing is impossible with God. That's what the scripture says. But God is saying to you also, nothing. I repeat, nothing is impossible with you also. Oh, sister in the balcony, nothing is impossible with you. Praise the Lord. If you can only believe, deity is in man. Hallelujah. The very God that stood back there on the mythical platform on the eternities and wrote the words off his hands. And created these things, give you the privilege to be his sons, and we are part of him. And God dwells in many kind. Man himself is deity. And he says, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you are. It might choke you. But study over it a little while. Hallelujah. God is dwelling in a man. And man becomes a son and daughter of God. And brother, he said, with you nothing is impossible. Oh, my brother, my sister. Are we realizing our position? Nothing is impossible. Not some things. But all things are possible to them that believe. Brother, if you can only believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. The prophet says, remember, God's words are true. And I believe the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to
pass.
If you can look at it in the right way, oh, Eastley Church, we want to look at it in the right way. And he says, but remember, he has been my standard in life. If I want something from God, he says, I want to find out whether it's the will of God or not. This must lead us as we are going to pray tonight. You need to know whether it's the will of God or not. But we are told already that God wants you to ask big things. And he says, the next thing I want to know is my objective. My motive of the very thing I want to ask. Brother, I would pay motor. What is all good? You will have motor without time miracles and Christmas. When I want to meet up a growth point.
Say, Lord, I want a car. Now, the objective is for you to go to the rural at the growth point by Christmas and start playing your radio there.
No, so the head boy, I can't run no kakuchoro. I shall frown a
then you know that the head boy is coming. You want
wrong
to show him.
Motive. Your motive must be right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must have right motives.
Lord, bless my business. When you have blessed it,
I will take care of all missionary trips.
Hallelujah.
Business, huh?
Lord, if you bless my business, we have got a stand that we are still making payment. If you bless me, I'm going to take most of the money,
brother,
to the stand.
Watch what will happen. Watch the fruits that will follow. Our motive must be right. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
May God help us. Brother, as name prophet, indrugushira kuti Mwari.
The prophet says,
wandipe zvinhu zvevanhu watendeuke wape upenyu hwako kuna Kristo.
That God gives me the soul so that people just give their lives over to Christ.
Wow, wow. What a motive.
Now, what is your desire?
Brother, our God specializes in things thought impossible. Brothers, if we can only believe, all things are possible. Brother, this God can do anything. I know what this God can do. kana uine munhu akakukwereta mari isinga mari iyo isikudzoka ndakukurira ndakudza kuti mwari anokwanisa kuita chimwe chinhu.
I want to tell you that God can do something.
Brother, our God can do anything.
Maybe
you want to assure you tonight, our God can do anything. Hallelujah. Kana paine kwakashanda ukasabatwa mari yako, Bible rinoti in the book of Isaiah, you will not labor in vain.
Hausikuzoshandira pashina.
Brother, kunyange send rako chairo nderako iwe. Kana wakarishandira, you have a right. It belongs to you.
Nderako.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, our God can do anything.
Mari wedu anoita chiro.
Blessed be his holy name. If you can only believe it, all things are possible. Brother, the same words I'm saying now, I said last week when I was at a certain place, when I was ministering there, brother, during the time of prayer, one brother, I felt that was for him. And he had just visited that place. On Monday morning, he phoned me. He said, brother, I want to give you a testimony. He said, about 60 days ago, he said, I had offered someone a job. He had actually worked and he was not paid. And he said, brother, just now I've received all my payments. He actually said, when I came to service, I was just wondering, how am I going to pay my workers? Because there are some outstanding payments. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, all things are possible. And he said, brother, I've not finished giving my testimony. Hallelujah! Why am I saying these things, my brother? Brother, if this is matching your situation, brother, it's high time for you to jump in. The waters have been stirred for you. It's your time, it's your opportunity. The brother also said, he said there was one company that was not giving them a job to do. He supplies some spare parts. He was like blacklisted to say we cannot give this
company.
But he said in the service he felt he had to claim what belongs to him. Brother, and he said on Monday morning he received a call from those very people who blacklisted this. And they said, we are offering you. And brother, he was given a job worth
90,000.
Brother, our God can do anything. Don't look at the situation. Brother, our God can do anything. If you can only believe it, He specializes in things thought impossible. Oh, my brother, my sister, do you have those rivers you cannot cross? Do you have some mountains you cannot tunnel through? Brother, we have a specialist tonight who is ready to tackle your situation. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name. Oh, my brother, my sister, allow me to read this testimony. I love testimonies very much. They do me a lot of good. This is from Brother Billy Paul. He says, someone said, would you believe that message is the same today? What a question. Do you believe the message is still powerful as it was? But Billy Paul said, I certainly do. I believe it's just as powerful today as it was back there. He said, we got a letter the other day from a brother over in Africa.
So many things, big things happen in Africa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now you can believe this or you don't want to believe it. And he says, I wasn't there, but I believe it. He said, he was taking a load of books. It's a brother now. From one place in Kenya. I think it was Kenya or another place. 200 miles on bicycles to go to church. And sometimes we won't walk across the street. But this message was burning in their heart. The little brother had these books. And he came to a river. And it was the rain season. The water was probably that far above the bridge. No way they could cross. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Blessed be his holy name. Amen. He said, Lord, I'm supposed to deliver these books. And there was people waiting there for days for the water to go down. It kept going up and down. He said, Lord, I know underneath that water there is a bridge. And you are the same God today. And he said, Elijah struck the water and it happened. He said, now, where is the God of Elijah today? He said, it's not for me, but to take your word to my people. He said, Brother Joseph sent me these books to take to the people. And I promised him I would take them.
Listen to this part. That's obedience.
He was given an instruction. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Brother, these miracles, they are attached to obedience. You have to obey, my brother, my sister. We don't just cry for miracles, yet we don't obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We need to obey. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Lord, you do the rest. Took off his shirt. Took off his coat. This is his testimony. And laid it on the water. And the water says, whoosh. There is the bridge. He stepped over. Got his books and walked out. The people on the bank saw it. When he got over on the other side, the water goes whoosh. Hallelujah. Obedience. You must obey, my brother, my sister. That little instruction you are given. You must obey that instruction. Obey those trustees. Obey those deacons. Obey those elders. Obey those ministers. And miracles will happen. Do you believe it, my brother? As we stand to our feet, our God can do anything. Even right here tonight, you can only believe it. Ezekiel 37. Will these bones live again? Brother, maybe you have situations. It's not gonna hope.
Hopeless cases.
Wanaseguru wakatarisa chimiro chako wakati tageza maoko.
Looked at your situation and said, we are out of this. You will never be married. You cannot live with
your husband.
We have tried and
you
tried.
You have a situation that is dry. No hope at all. I have good news for you.
Ezekiel.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Will these bones live again? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Thou knowest, Lord. Oh, brother, allow me to prophesy also. Allow me to prophesy tonight. This God, He can move mountains. This God, He can turn around any situation. This God, He can change events. This God, brother, He can change anything. You can only believe it. Hallelujah. Brother, the walls, they have to fall tonight. We want to see the walls falling down. The walls of hatred have to fall tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The walls of backbiting, they have to fall.
Things are disrupting our movement. They are constraining
so
the spirit of God.
So we want to bring them down. We want to say, enough is enough. We want to say, this is my day. We want to say, this is my moment. Something has to happen. If you can only believe it. As we sing this song. Hallelujah. Got any rivers tonight? You think uncrossable? Got any mountains? You can turn your truth. God specializes in things thought impossible. Walls have to fall down. Be of good courage. God spake unto
Joshua.
Hallelujah. Jordan uncrossable. Things seemed impossible. Waters divide. We want waters to divide. Brother, we want something to happen. Because the specialist is here. Something has to happen. My little sister, something has to happen. My elderly brother, something has to happen. We want to give time to the specialist to work on our situation. Oh, my brother, my sister, don't fear for this God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Be of good courage, God spake unto Joshua. When all the rivers God poured,